This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live and in living color right here from my flagship station right here in Tampa, Florida. And to all those people that are out there tonight listening to us around the world and on our great radio station affiliates, thank you so very much across the Caribbean, too. And don't forget, a special shout always goes out to our active duty military and veterans, along with a shout out and salute to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters and police, and of course to our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. And to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the janitors, the maintenance and mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all you do. And let's not forget about the Facebook folks over there, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Got a bunch of people in the chat room again, the Captain's group. And in Twitter, Captain's America. Also, don't forget to check out the all-new website by going to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, we have got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget that. Well, a couple things before we get churning in here, Kyle. Number one, the wildfires in California, an unexpected use of military helicopters. Several hundred people had to be lifted out of an area where they were in danger of being caught in a fire.
That's exactly right, Captain. Approximately 224 people were rescued from the area called Mammoth Pool Reservoir, and this is after the fire blocked the only road that was available to get out of that area. It's a very popular area, we understand, and this was a result of the Creek Fire, which is right now 0% contained. We know that about 20 people had injuries, that ranged from being burned by the fire because their vehicles were surrounded by fire in many cases, to broken bones. And so, again, a very, very tense situation. No report of deaths, fortunately, but obviously there was a major, major effort to save people today.
And kudos to the fire service for getting that done. Kudos to the military for helping out. I believe those are National Guard helicopters, weren't they?
I believe so, yes.
All right. Now, there's some concern from people that have been calling me up and checking with me on the Internet and whatnot. They're paying too much attention to the alphabet soup news, the ABCs, the CBSs, the CNNs, the NBCs, the MSNBCs, and the poll numbers that they keep putting out there. Biden's up by 8, Biden's up by 10, Biden's up by 7, Biden's up by 6. Really? You want to bet?
Right. Well, we dig into these polls and we'll find out.
It's
different.
The margin of error is about 3% in most of the polls. Some of them it's 5%, and a few of them it's 7%. Okay.
Right.
the difference right now, the average polls that are done out there, the difference right now all across America, all the polls that have been done, Biden has a 3.1% advantage. He's down again, almost in half of where he was 10 days ago, within the margin of error. So technically, folks, we got us a tie.
Well, right. It certainly isn't a runaway by Biden.
No.
And that's what they're trying to get you to believe. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what I know from yesterday. A poll came out in Texas showing Donald Trump ahead of Joe Biden. A poll came out in Pennsylvania showing Donald Trump and Joe Biden tied. A poll came out in Minnesota showing a tie, and one poll last week showed President Trump up by 2 points. Minnesota is very much in play this time because of what happened in Minneapolis, and I'll get to all that in a minute. And in Michigan, where we've been told, well, the Democrats are going to roll, they're going to do this, the Senate challenger, John Johnson, has a 5-point lead on his incumbent Democrat senator that he's running against. And the Republicans, as far as Donald Trump, they're involved in a statistical tie in Michigan right now. Now, I haven't even mentioned, but I will now, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, and North Carolina, where President Trump is either ahead or tied in every one of those states.
Yeah, this is really something. And of course, now we're hitting Labor Day. A lot more people, you know, traditionally start paying more attention, closer attention to the election. But I think, Captain, it's not so much an October surprise as it really is a accumulation of all of these different things we've been watching all throughout 2020, and that has to do with the violence in the streets, and it has to do with the Democrat socialists, as it were, and all these things happening, and that's why we see things happening in Minnesota, and that's why I think we're going to see these polls not only tighten, but more and more people supporting Donald Trump.
Well, there's a blue wave coming, and it's not a Democratic blue wave. It's a blue wave of police supporters that include not only the police and their families, it includes firefighters and their families, emergency medical and their families, and civilians in general that support the police. Some Democrats who are coming over to vote for Donald Trump because they know he is not going to defund the police or reallocate funds. But that's not defunding the police. And we'll get into all that when we come back as there comes the music. But I'm telling you, folks, the Democrats' play on words is not working. And this defunding the police and trying to do all of that sort of stuff, Black Lives Matter and all that, guess what? It's not working. It's not working. People are fed up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Am I shining all right? When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us, what's on your mind?
You know, for many years, I've been telling you about Relief Factor, and I've been taking it myself for a little bit more than 4 years. And the truth is, I know there's millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people, that are struggling in some kind of pain. Now, it might be from exercise or just getting older. That can do it to a lot of people, getting older, which is why I'm so impressed with what Pete and Seth Talbot are trying to do. They, folks, are on a mission. Now, you rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. And seriously, they recently shared with me that they're doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, and hip or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pain, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start plan, still discounted to only $19.95. Now, that's about a dollar a day to see if they can get you out of pain, too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. So all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Or you can give them a call at 800-500-8384 and tell them the captain sent you so you get the $19.95 3-week quick start plan. relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I just want to wrap up a little bit, because while we were sitting here, this poll thing that I was looking at refreshed, and it got a little bit worse for Joe Biden, didn't it?
It sure did, yeah.
He actually dropped the national average. His national average dropped 2 points below what I told you when I started the show, because, again, these polls, they're constantly updating all the time as they come out. So he's in big trouble right now, and everything is within the margin of error in a majority of these states, unless, of course, you're – and by the way, Kyle, The next person that tells me that Joe Biden's ahead in Texas, I'm just going to tell him to seek psychiatric help.
Well,
it's just not true.
Well, it's hard to make sense of the idea that Joe Biden would be leading so well, or if he'd be running away with this thing. Because I don't think people, in fact, nobody that I'm talking to, Captain, seems to think that Joe Biden is the answer to anything. And in fact, they think of the exact opposite, that, he's been co-opted somehow.
Now, let me just say something to the listeners, and they can appreciate this. I was at a gun show on Saturday. I was there for 5 hours. And in that 5 hours time, I probably saw 500 or 600 people. And in that 500 or 600 people group, there were probably 100 or thereabouts, I'd say 80 to 100 Democrats that came up to me that told me, you know, we're lifelong Democrats, but we're not voting for the Democrats this year because of the police.
Well, yeah, see, this strikes to the very heart of our society. It strikes to the very basic idea of having law and order.
Yep.
And so when you actually seem to have candidates who are telling you, we're going to strip away law and order from our society, that's very, very powerful. I'm not surprised. People are going to say, I'm not voting for them.
It's in the platform of the Democratic Party. They're not calling it defunding the police, but they're calling it reallocating reallocating funds from the police for a civilian psychological help and this, that, and the other and all that. Excuse me. But that's what they're talking about. And that's crazy.
Well, certainly. I mean, it's all patently absurd. And what's even more absurd, it seems, Captain, is that the Democrat candidates, the Democrat Party elite, they are willing to pander to those who are, looking to continue the destruction and these kinds of things, believing somehow that that helps them against Donald Trump. It is absolutely wicked to think that they're willing to sacrifice the very basic safety in our society for this election. It's just unconscionable.
It's not going to work because black people want to be secure too, and there were a number of blacks there at the gun show over the weekend too.
Right.
Buying guns. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got a caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd in Tampa. Let me talk real slow. People in Rio Linda here. Okay. And by the way, the Lord wants everyone to know that 320 million Americans. I'm the only person in America who could walk into Rush Limbaugh show and get the 50 million listeners on the edge of their seat for 3 hours with Bill Notes. Let me say something to Donald Trump. Michael Cohen's coming out with a book to try and say that you said racist things, okay? Now, this is what the Lord wants you to do. You do your own thing if you want to, but I've been with you since before you stepped on the escalator in New York City, okay? You put Herschel Walker in a commercial for 60 seconds and saying that he's talking to all African Americans, that he knows you personally for 37 years. He grew up and took your kids to Disney World, and never at one time has you ever said anything racial or anything against blacks. And you've done more for black African Americans and single moms and dads than any president in history in your first 3.5 years. And you get Leo Carell to do the same thing. God bless you. Let's stand up for our country. And I sense overconfidence here, which is the death rattle for losing. Let's get to work.
Sounded a little garbled there, didn't he, Kyle?
Yeah, maybe it was like a bad cell phone connection or something.
All right, but I got most of it, and I'm sure the audience got most of it. All right, well, let's talk about something else here because we got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. President Trump couldn't be more pleased with how the recovery is progressing right now, but he wants more stimulus to move ahead. Now, that's what Steven Mnuchin said yesterday, the U.S. Treasury Secretary. I believe he said it on Fox News Sunday. But he called on Congress to pass a targeted bill. And Nancy Pelosi right away shot back, well, we want $2.5 trillion or we aren't even going to come to the table. Now, that's down from $3.4 trillion.
Yeah, well, it's going the right way at the very least. But, of course, Captain, Nancy Pelosi evidently has no problem in, once again, sort of playing with people's lives and playing with their livelihoods, basically, for political purposes. And one would think that the whole beauty salon thing would have taught her a lesson that people are watching very closely. But the idea of the targeted bill is something we've been talking about for a while. A lot of people have suggested this, but Nancy Pelosi doesn't even seem to want to meet halfway. Again, for political reasons, to withhold the aid from the American people. It is absolutely unbelievable, and hopefully there'll be more pressure.
She does not want aid to go to the American people to begin with. Her priority is to bail out the cities.
Well, right.
The Democratic blue-run cities that screwed it up for themselves, where the rioting has taken place, she wants the federal government to bail them out.
Well, sure. But at the same time, though, they want to make it hurt as much as possible, evidently, on the voters, believing that they're going to turn against Donald Trump. But I think it's having the reverse effect.
Now, back to what the president had to say. He said the third quarter, and Steve Mnuchin, too, he said the third quarter growth will be phenomenal, snapping back from a huge second quarter contraction as the impact of the coronavirus shutdown start to fade. Now, the other thing is, as he noted, that there are some people, and I've heard this, and perhaps you have too, Kyle, there are some people predicting the GDP growth in the third quarter could be 30 to 35%, and even the fourth quarter of this year.
Yeah, very, very interesting. And again, that would be a testament to the resiliency of the economy pre-COVID, and of course the enthusiasm that remains, because the people, they want to get back to work. Honestly, they don't want to build back better with whatever that means.
What's the fastest way to put people back to work in a certain industry that's been lacking for months? How about the restaurant industry?
Well, yeah.
And the bars and all that. How about opening them back up and watch and see how many people go back to work?
Well, absolutely. They go back to work, and people would love to go out and dine safely. Basically.
Which, by the way, because the numbers are going in the right direction, apparently the bars are going to open around the country in various states, not at full capacity, but at 25% or thereabouts capacity, maybe as high as 50% in some states. But they are going to open again, which again means a lot of people will be going back to work. That part of the industry, along with the restaurants that have the bars and whatnot, they employ a lot of people.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, the one thing that's hanging over their heads, Captain, is are they going to shut it down again? And if we listen to Joe Biden, as soon as some expert somewhere tells them
they can't, they've got to stop with the nonsense, and they've got to start with the herd mentality, because that's what's going to work. And oh, by the way, if you don't have the symptoms and you're not sick, you don't need to be tested. Hello.
Well,
gee whiz.
Well, and what we've learned even about these tests is that these tests are so sensitive that they might pick up some kind of virus that you might have. But
many of them, many of them are contaminated because they came from where? China! Ha ha! You don't suppose there might have been a little intentional gamesmanship going on there, do you? I wouldn't trust anything that came from China. Nothing. And boy, I'm looking at labels. When I buy something, if it says China, forget it. Ain't gonna buy it. We'll be back right after these messages. Bottom of the hour coming up, and then we're coming right back. Don't go nowhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tech. With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com, and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said he and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have worked out an agreement to work on a clean resolution to avoid a shutdown of the federal government. Mnuchin on Fox News Sunday said conversations are continuing.
We're having the appropriations staff, the four corners, meet and go through some specific details on it. But the good news is we've agreed on a clean CR.
The secretary hopes things will move forward by the end of the week. He knows that he and Pelosi agreed on not wanting to see the government shuttered. A bill would need to be passed and signed by President Trump by September 30th. Public health officials are warning people to take precautions against COVID-19 while enjoying the Labor Day holiday. Dr. Deborah Birx is with the White House Coronavirus Task Force.
This weekend is critical. Now is not the time to let up.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And oh, by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico, Geico Insurance Company. Now, I've been with Geico for 14 and a half years, loving every minute of it, because every time I turn around, they give me even better customer service than the customer service I had before, because they saved me more money. They called me up and they said, by the way, we have you're eligible for a certain type of coverage, and we can reduce your insurance premium by about another $20. Would you be interested? Well, hell yeah. So Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me. Now, if you get a hold of the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, go over there and type in your zip code and ask them for a policy comparison. They'll ask you what you drive and this, that, and the other, car, truck, motorcycle, RV, boat, whatever it is you're commuting in, and they can get insurance for you. And then if you want to talk to an agent, you can obviously do that. They'll give you the name of the local agent, the local office, and you can make your arrangements and do whatever. Otherwise, you just order it right online, boom, and away you go. Make your payments there, get it set up automatically like I do, and it comes out, and you no harm, no foul. But here's the other thing. If you own a home, or if you're a renter, and you want to combine your homeowner's or your renter's insurance along with your car insurance, you'll get a bundle rate, and you'll save even more money. And get this. This is where I saved more money. Over the weekend when they called me up. Actually, they called me up Friday. But depending on the amount of miles you drive, if you drive within a certain amount of miles per year, you can save even more money. How about that? Now, many companies wouldn't even tell you that. They called me up to tell me that I was eligible for savings. and told me what it was. And guess what? I jumped right on it. You bet I did. That's lunch with my lady friend somewhere. But anyway, we'll go from there. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I think that's pretty good when an insurance company calls you up and says, hey, we think you're eligible, so we can save you some more money.
That is good.
Yeah. All right, speaking of driving, let me just throw this in there. Have you noticed the gas prices at the pump lately?
Well, yeah. Usually for Labor Day, they go up a little bit, but they've been pretty steady here in my area, in my neck of the woods.
Did they go up about a week or 10 days ago, though?
Probably so, yeah.
Did they go up about 10, 15, 20 cents a gallon, something like that?
Well, that's very, very possible. Usually there's they do vary depending on the area.
Well, let me tell you what's gone on in the last several days. Wholesale gas prices in the United States of America are down 10 cents a gallon. They're down 12 cents from 10 days ago, 10 cents from 7 days ago. Crude oil is down $4 a barrel from where it was. And our buddies over in Saudi Arabia, because of a worldwide glut of oil, and they're one of them, they had to cut the price of their oil to try to sell some.
Well, right, yeah, and the Saudis had, I think, agreed to cut earlier in the year as well because of the glut of oil. But here's something else as well, Captain. China, who is the world's biggest oil importer, they slowed down a little bit in August, and that might also have something to do with the oil on the market and some of these cuts that have been made now.
Well, sure, but here's the thing, okay? What was $1.95, $1.99 a gallon? A few stations, $1.93, and all of a sudden jumped up to $2.19 a gallon, but now it's back down to like $2.13, $2.12, $2.11. They screwed, blued, and tattooed people again for no apparent reason.
Yeah.
Now, they think we're stupid enough we don't notice this. I do look at this, and I do tell the people so they can raise holy hell with these oil companies, because somebody's got to, and by the way, the Department of Energy, say, hey, why aren't you guys paying attention to this? Even in the state, your consumer protection agency, why aren't you looking at this stuff? The oil didn't go up, folks. It went down. Gasoline didn't go up. Wholesale prices went down. Why in the hell did they raise it 20 cents a gallon?
Yeah, good question. Well, in California, we're just such a living a weird land out here.
Oh, that's la la land.
Yeah, where everybody just is.
When are you leaving?
Well, maybe one day soon. I know a lot of people that are leaving, as a matter of fact. It's getting, a lot of people are either happy to leave or they've had enough.
Yeah, and thanks to my buddy Fitz down there in Bradenton, he pointed out to me it's John James in Michigan. I said, John. I said John Johnson, but it's John James, and he is definitely leading right now in several of the polls that I've seen, which is a good thing down there or up there in the Senate race. He's a good guy. He's a military veteran. I believe he's running against Debbie Stabenow, who I still haven't quite figured out what it is that she's trying to do. I don't really think that she's qualified to be what she is. She was the wife of the senator or something like that? Is that, or is the wife of a congressman? What was she? Something like that.
Yeah, that's a good question, yeah. Well, but again, I think, generally speaking, people are looking to make some changes to those who seem to be that they are connecting with them, that they understand what people have been going through over this last year.
He's not for Blue Lives Matter, or for Black Lives Matter, and he's also not for defunding the police, and I believe Debbie Stabenow is following with the Democratic line, which is not the winning line to use this year, folks. I'm just telling you. I mean, it's coming. It's coming. Get ready. Anyway, the COVID vaccine makers, and this is pretty important, are preparing a joint statement. Now, we do know that one of the virus vaccines is going to be available in 2021, and I sent you the little note there. Did you see it?
I believe so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and did you see where it was going to be available at?
Where was that?
Australia bought the first batch of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine to be available to them in January of 2021. Now, apparently it's 50 million doses.
Wow, that's true. That's right. And that's going to be going to Australia in January of 2021. So, you know, closer than it would be than if it was in the middle of the year, obviously. But still, Here's one of the things, though, Captain, about the COVID-19 vaccine. Back in early August, there was a poll. About 35% said they wouldn't get the vaccine if it was available immediately right now. That's because there are concerns about its safety and whether or not it's been tested properly. So even if we had something right now, there would still be a huge controversy about it.
Well, I get that, but I also know that they've been on Operation Full Speed Ahead or whatever the heck they're calling it. That's what they've been doing to get a vaccine done sooner rather than later, because we all know that they can drag their feet like the best of them, and this is no time to be dragging your feet.
Well, no. In fact, see, we're in a very unique situation right now. I mean, the vaccine is truly a moonshot. As it were. And what we're talking about, of course, is the ability for people to get back to normal life as quickly as possible. So, it's not just the time period in terms of, well, it hasn't been enough time to be safe. I think you can have, just like with the moonshot or things that happen, for example, during that space program, they have to be able to fix things very, very quickly, because the need is there. And I think this is a similar kind of situation, because we can't wait another couple of years, for example, to go through normal testing processes, that kind of thing.
Okay, and Sue, the dispatcher just asked a question about the Trump smear campaign that's going on, you know, with the Atlantic magazine, and there's other things coming, Sue. It's not just the Atlantic magazine, which, by the way, has been totally discredited. Even Jennifer Griffin is using anonymous sources, okay? You cannot put out an article with any credibility with an anonymous source.
Well, of course not. And all this is designed in order to create that narrative,
yep,
to create a springboard for Joe Biden.
And for the people that go, well, Jennifer Griffin was always so reliable and so dependable. Where is she working right now, Kyle?
She went to ABC.
No, she did not. CBS.
Oh, CBS, that's right.
So CBS tells me all I want to know right there, and I don't care how great Jennifer Griffin was. CBS, and the fact she's over there, she's towing the CBS line.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, it's without credible sources, without the ability to corroborate things, and certainly...
Hey, I'm not a lawyer, okay, but I know this, if you don't have proof, P-R-O-O-F, proof, concrete proof, a witness, an evidence, or evidence or something, and you're just using a source, an anonymous source, guess what? You got no case.
Well, right. Well, but this is the old Soviet Union tactic of denouncing someone and then having to make them, you know, prove their
sure.
innocence kind of a thing. And that's not the way that we do things. But it created that springboard for Joe Biden to say, well, this may not, we don't know if it's true, but it confirms what we think about Donald Trump. That's
yeah. Now, there's probably a few ignorant voters that are going to go, oh, my God, this is awful. Look at this. But guess what? If you're not paying attention, then too bad, so sad. But the majority will prevail. That's all I'll say. All right. We're coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. We got snow out in the mountains. Yeah, buddy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, your Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by the pilot and flying J nearest you. Now, everybody out west tonight, especially up there in Montana, and South Dakota, and Wyoming, and Colorado, you want to pay attention to what I'm going to tell you. But I will tell you that the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop brings you this edition of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And right now, Kyle Warren is going to take you out west to tell you about some other stuff. Go for it.
Well, that's right, Captain. What's happening out west tonight, of course, we still have that excessive heat that was in the California region, basically. In my area, it was at least 109 degrees, but in Los Angeles, it hit, I believe, 121 degrees,
yeah.
Captain. These temperatures are 15 to 25 degrees ahead of what they normally would be this time of year. Now, on top of all this, we're starting to get those winds that are coming down through the west, and these winds are very unusual. for this time of year, to be sure. There weren't any rolling blackouts that I'm aware of, but I do know that we had several failures of the power grid due to the excessive heat and overuse and so forth. But people who were out of power were not out of power by a rolling blackout, at least according to the reports that we're seeing. Palm Springs right now is 101 degrees at almost midnight, so that gives you some idea of the amount of heat and where it's staying. Now, all through southern Arizona, of course, around Phoenix, we have excessive heat warnings. In Phoenix, will be 108 tomorrow, we understand, or later on today, as it were. Up through Las Vegas, of course, still excessive heat warnings. And as we come up through Nevada, fire weather warning all through Nevada. Also, heat advisories there as well. Up in Northern California, it's pretty much the same story for all of California, excessive heat warning. But there is an interesting thing happening up in Washington State, Captain. As we get the cold front coming out of Canada,
yeah,
we're going to get these windy conditions all across eastern Washington on Monday. These are going to, of course, be very gusty winds. And here's the interesting thing. In some areas, this is the Moses Lake area, Upper Columbia Basin and Waterville Plateau. We've got blowing dust with visibility that could go from 1/4 mile to 1 mile because of blowing dust. So this is, I believe, up along I-90, I believe. So this is something to be aware of.
Well, let's move on up into Montana tonight, because you guys and gals trucking along I-90 and I-94 coming out of Rapid City, South Dakota, you're going to have some snow in the Rapid City, South Dakota area. And when you get up into Montana, about halfway across Montana, the higher elevations, it looks like anything above 6,000 feet, you're going to get snow. Anything above 7,000 feet, you're going to get a lot of snow. Some areas could see as much as a foot of snow between now and the middle of the week in Montana. Now, also moving down into Wyoming, okay, the higher elevations in Wyoming above 7,000 feet are going to see quite a bit of snow. Yellowstone Park, okay, West Yellowstone in the northwestern corner of Wyoming and the, southwestern corner of Montana is under an evacuation alert for a fire in that area. So be advised of that if you're up in there. And also moving on down to the southern part of Wyoming tonight, coming across I-80, you've got a fire weather warning across most of there. Over towards Laramie and Cheyenne, the higher elevation going up over the top there between the two, you're going to get some snow along I-80. I also see snow going from Greeley to Denver, on down to Colorado Springs along I-25 right there. It also is going to be down along the border with New Mexico, coming up I-25 out of New Mexico to the northwestern and west of Denver. You've got a fire weather warning there in that area. High winds in the eastern part of New Mexico along with this big front that's coming across right now. And a fire weather watch across the central part of New Mexico. In the panhandle of Oklahoma, fire weather watch. Same thing for the northwestern corner of Texas tonight, along with some high wind warnings. Now, up in North Dakota, we got ourselves a big old frost warning up there, not watch, warning. So you're going to get a lot of cool temperatures up in there. The northeastern part of Minnesota tonight, you got some windy conditions up in there. But up in the northern peninsula of Michigan tonight, cooler temperatures. It looks like could get down near freezing there. Also, you have got in the central part of Michigan over on the in between Lake Huron on Lake Michigan, you have got in Lake Superior, and you've got a high temperature watch going on in there for warm temperatures. Now, there is some rain along the lee shore of Lake Erie, as well as the lee shore of Lake Ontario, and some high heat advisories now for Georgia. Looks like Augusta, Georgia. For your folks over there in Jacksonville, you might have some there. We've had some pretty warm temperatures, but nothing all that
horrible for Florida down here, too. Temperatures in the 90s with the actual feel like it's around 103, 105 in some areas, but that's what we got. And, Kyle, the other thing going on out there is this dangerous heat wave across most of the western U.S. through Labor Day and the critical fire conditions. They're talking about dry thunderstorms, and that's all they don't need is lightning out there.
That's right, that dry lightning. And those winds I mentioned earlier as well, Captain, those will really play havoc if people have any kind of fire or burning anything in their backyard that has a flame where any even a spark can really begin to ignite something in addition to whipping up any fires that are already burning.
Yeah.
Winds that are coming through.
Now, I just got a question here from Trucker Rick, and Trucker Rick is coming across Nebraska, and he said, did you say snow near Cheyenne and Laramie? I said, yeah, I did. And here's the thing. I'm going to read you the statement. A strong system from the north will bring much colder temperatures as well across the higher elevations beginning Monday night in the northern and central Rockies and portions of the high plains with accumulating snow. Now, again, depending on where you're at, the accumulating snow could be a trace. The higher the elevation, the more the snow, right?
Right, exactly, sure.
Okay, so that's where we're at with all that. Now, hopefully everybody will be okay. Nobody needs to worry about that because usually the first snowstorm of the year, people get crazy and they drive off the road and all that sort of stuff, and we don't need any of that.
Well, precisely. That's right. But here it comes. We're heading into the latter part of the year.
Now, just to add to what Sue the dispatcher was concerned about there with the nonsense going on with the Atlantic article and some of these other things, Tom Bevin, you know who he is, right?
Yeah, from Real Clear Politics.
Yeah, he's the founder and author and manager. He says the Atlantic article will not move the needle at all on Election Day, and it's certainly not moving the needle now. It's alienating the Trump supporters to the point to where it's rallying them because they know their president, and they know the president would not do something like this. And all the people I've talked to, and by the way, when you got John Bolton coming out defending the president for this, saying, I was there, and the president never said anything at all like this.
Well, exactly. In fact, Bolton went on to say that this was the change in itinerary was a weather-based decision. It wasn't because Trump was disparaging our war dead. But again, it seems patently absurd on its face. But this is one of those stories, Captain, that gets out there, and it sounds salacious, and they believe that it will do something. But I agree with Tom Bevin. Basically, you know, he's talking about the idea, if you're a Trump supporter, this isn't going to move you. But if you're anti-Trump, then it's just going to give you a talking point, basically, to say, hey, yeah, we think this is true about Trump. But anybody who's thinking about this and maybe trying to decide their vote, this isn't going to impact that. But what it does do, it simply gives, again, Joe Biden a springboard to make a story take over the news cycle for a couple of days. And it's any story that's not about Joe Biden and how he's faltering is a good day for them.
Yeah, and for Carol, who just chimed in from Denver, did you say snow? I said, yes, Carol, I did. From Greeley to Denver to Colorado Springs along I-25 and portions of the High Plains, you will see snow starting later today and tonight. So just be prepared. It's wintertime, you know. Well, not quite, but it's going to be wintertime. So we're getting close. Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, coming back right after the top of the hour news, and hello, Denver.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.